So we learned last time, we learned the Mishnah, and we saw that the Ovis, what we call the Ovis, as Rashi explained, the Ovis of Nezikim was ones which actually mentioned in the Torah. We read six, but the Mishnah actually says it's there's four. We learned from the Mishnah that two apparent halachas come out of a mazik. And that is that he has Shmiras at the end of the Mishnah, that he has a chiyuv to be shomer on his mazik, to guard it, that it shouldn't cause damage to anyone else's property. And if he doesn't, then he's going to have to pay. We've ended off, we're not sure whether they're two independent halachas. He has to guard it. And because of that, he has to pay if it causes damage. Or one leads the other, because he has to look after it. If he doesn't look after it, he's going to be penalized because of his lack of looking after it, of having to pay. That's where we left off. We don't know if they're two independent halachas, the Mishnah is telling us, or that one was really just a follow-through of the other. So now we're about to start the Gemara. And the Gemara, we're going to read the Gemara, and we'll get to Omer at the top of the Omer base. And we'll just, at first, like we did last time, we'll just get the types, exactly what it's saying, and then we'll analyze it with Rashi and a bit deeper than that. Mekatani Ovis, says the Gemara, beginning of the Gemara, Mekatani Ovis, from the Mat, the Mishnah, says there's Ovis. Mechlau, I can make a deduction. Digat Ovis, implicit in that, is that besides being Ovis, which means the classic, which is written in the Torah, there are things which are not necessarily written in the Torah, which are called Toldus, Toldus of Mazics. Okay? Toldus just means, usually, translates as being a Toloda, something which is, derived, yes. Now, the Gemara says, told us on Kyotzvahem, Udak Kyotzvahem. These primitive ones, are they exactly like the Av? Which means, up to our knowledge, means, are they exactly like the Av that have these two halachas in the Mishnah? Which means you have to look after it, and if you don't, they're going to have to pay. Udak Kyotzvahem, or it's not exactly like the Av. It doesn't exactly have the same halachas as that. Those two halachas in Mishnah, maybe it was only by now, maybe the Toldus are going to be different. Don't know. We're going to, that's our first, the Gemara's first stop. So, the Gemara then tries to bring a proof, or the explanation of its topic, more like it's an explanation of its doubt. Why is it in doubt? Why has it got a doubt whether these derivatives have the same halachas of those others? Those two halachas, the others, has it got the derivatives, have they got the same halachas of the others? You know why it's in doubt? Because of the following halachas which the Gemara is going to bring, which brings out this doubt. Some first halacha we see is in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Ovis malachas are boim chos halachas. As far as Ovis malachas of Shabbos goes, there are 39, 40 minus 1. Mechlau. So, if it's Ovis, we also by Shabbos make the same assumption. If you're telling me there's Ovis, means there's a primary category, there must be a secondary category, a derivative category. But even by Shabbos, and Kyotzvahem, and Kyotzvahem. And we know these derivatives category by Hilchos Shabbos are Kyotzvahem, are like the prime correct category by Shabbos. Why? Loshna Av Chatzis, Loshna Tolta Chatzis. Both of them, whether it's Av, it's the punishment, is a Chatzis. Whether it's the derivative category of Shabbos, also Chatzis, same halacha. Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Tolta Skila. Both of them also chayav misa. If they do it on purpose, on Shabbos, a great Shabbos on purpose, you get skila as a punishment. Also, if it's the derivative category, you get skila. So the halachas are the same. The derivative category is the same halacha as the prime category. So, my ikev bein av latolten. If they're exactly the same, what's the difference between why you're calling one group av and why you're calling another group tolten? If they're exactly the same, and there's no differences, why one got one name and one's got the other name? Naf gemina, again, we're not analyzing it, we're just reading. Naf gemina, you know what the difference is? Dilovich, they others, Bahadi Hadoti. Because if you do two separate prime categories, Sarim, Zaria, Ocharisha on Shabbos, you plant something on Shabbos, or you flower something on Shabbos, they others. Inami stay told us, or you do two different derivative categories. You water, which is a derivative, watering the plants, which is a derivative category of sowing, and or you pick up the stones in the field to make it easy to plant. That's a derivative category of plowing. Two told us, but they're different derivatives of different types of arts. The law is, you have two carbons. Carbon chatas on both each one because they're different categories. But, either of it, I've told you today. But if you did sowing, these are rare, you plant something. Vatomle, and you also watered it, which is the same category, it's just a derivative of a planting. Lo machayev el chata, you only have one chata. So that's why it's important to know there's something called an av and something called a tolta in Hilchos Shabbos, even though they've got the same halachas, because it makes a difference, because if they're in the same family, you're only going to get hit once. Ula Rebbe Lozer, and according to Rebbe Lozer, I've got a tolta. That's according to a bottom. According to Rebbe Lozer, the machayev are told to broke him up. He says, even if you sow, and even if you water, which is in the same family, you also have two carbons. You don't, because you're in the same family, get off and get off with one. So, back to the question. Am I carried up? Am I carried out? Then what's the difference? I found no, nafkamina from us people to understand why there's some, a category that haven't told there's no nafkamina. Why do you make them into two different categories? There's no nafkamina whether one's av told or different avs, different told. No, that makes no difference. So who cares? One's called av, one's called told. So the answer is, ha'tahavi b'mishkan choshimu koreh av, enoch ha'nami, there's no halachic nafkamina. It's just a definition. Those that are in the Mishkan, we found, were performed in the Mishkan, are called Av, because that's where I found it. Those which are derivatives, which happen to be not in the Mishkan, because they're not in the Mishkan, they're not in the Mishkan, that's why they're called a derivative, and they're called Tolter. But there's no halachic nafkamina, there's a practical nafkamina. There's just a, categories. That's why the name is different, because they learned out from different places. But there's no halakhic practical nothing. Okay? So that is the first section of the Gemara that says, I find a similar thing by Hilchos Shabbos, that there's two different categories called Av and Tolders. And over there, the halakh is Tolders are Kyotzebehem. Tolders have the derivative category has the same halachas as the others, and therefore I would therefore think when it comes to our case of the mazikin and mazikin, we would say the same thing. There's the others of mazikin, and we've got the derivative categories, which will next onwards, and we'll discuss what these derivative categories are. they got Tiferes Gezeres, the Chora, they should have the same halacha as those avos, as we see in Shabbos. Toldos have the same halacha as avos, so also in Hilchos Nezikin, toldos should have the same halacha as avos. That's, so therefore, why you must have it? It's clear. That's on Shabbos, they do. So the what made me make me suffer, because I can see different, says the Gemara, differently in another sugya. And then that's why I'm going to be in the sugya. What's the other sugya? It's none. Avos HaTuma, we know by Tuma, there's something called Avos HaTuma. Once, the prime Tuma, they can create lots of halachos. What's all those? Sheretz. A sheretz touches a person. Shemazera, somebody emits semen. Tommy Mace, or a person touches a dead body. Those are the prime obvious of Tumah. And they have a certain halachas. Told those Sehem, the derivative categories of Tumah. Lapiotrem, but in Hilchos Tumah, derivative categories of the obvious of Tumah. Those derivative categories, they don't have the same halach as the obvious. The Av, because the Av of Tumah is Matame Otam Kalim. An Av Tumah has the power to Matame a person and can have the power to Matame vessels, items. Evil told us, but the derivative category of Tumah, Ochlin Maskin Matame, can only Matame foods, but Otam Kalim. Lo matame. It hasn't got the power to matame a person or to matame the vessels. It doesn't have the same powers of. So we see in Hilchos Tumah that the Toldos do not have the same halachas of others. So hachi mai. So therefore, what's going to be by us? Do we compare it to like the Shabbos where Toldos have the power, the same dinim as the others? Like you see by Shabbos, or to pay mazik nezikim to Tumah, where the Toldos do not have the same halachas of us. And that's the end of the explanation of the first two lines of the Gemara, which says, I've got a something. All this is an explanation of the first two lines of the Gemara, which says, when it comes to nezikim, we got others and we got Toldos. The second category, are these Toldos? Got the same two halachas as others? Is it told us got the same thing as others? I don't know. Why don't you know? Because I see in the Torah sometimes the told us do have the same, that by Hilchos Shabbos, and sometimes they don't have the same, like by Hilchos Tumah. So when it comes to Nezikim, I've now got a suffix. Which one do you compare it to? That's the end of the story. Yes, Amatsi, we'll do another. Okay, well, a bit of your not understanding is part of what we're trying to now, when we go back now and explain, or come and help understand what's going on over here. Okay. So that's just the simple types. Now, let's now look with our sugya eyes. We finish our aspect of how much we have to do. Now let's look in our sugya eyes, analyzing the Gemara in our sugya eyes. What's our sugya? Sugya is Hilchos Mazikim. What type of Mazikim we're talking about? Somebody Mazik property. And that's the first six properties. The first six prokim, the mazik property, what's the halachas? Four of us, okay. Now, the Gemara's silent. What is the Gemara's silent? The obvious, there's four of us. Okay, tell me obvious means there's two obvious told us. That's the implication. When our father told us, a tolodo comes out of it. There's a secondary category. Okay. Have they got the same halachas or not the same halachas? That's the first Gemara's question. Toldos Kiyotzrem or Lapiotzrem? Does it have the Chiyuv Shmirah of looking after it, and does it have to pay if it causes damage? That's the first question by Thomas. Now let me ask you a question. What did the Mishnah want to do? Just go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah wanted to say, look, we've got four of us. What of us? Says Rashi. There's four types of categories written in the Torah which describe different types of damaging. Okay. Mishnah says, why do you have to have four? Just write one. Just write Shah. Just write Shah that if your Shah damages, just write if your Shah damages, then you say to, now I know you have to pay. And don't bother writing Bah that you dig a hole, it damages. Don't bother writing that. Or your fire damage. Don't bother writing that. Because I can learn that they also have to pay by the fact you just told me so. That's what the minister was suggesting. And the minister answered, no, you can't do that because each one has a different chumra. Each one has a different chumra. Because, and you write one, which is very chumra, maybe the others, which are not so chumra, won't be chayav to pay. So you have to write all of it, all four. Because you can't learn from the other. Now, I don't understand, therefore, the Gemara's suffix. What's the Gemara's suffix? Gemara's suffix is, if you don't have an av, what's the definition of av? If it's not written in the Torah, then that's, if it's written in the Torah, it's called av, not totem. Okay, so you have a totem. Do totems have the same din as the av? What's your suffix? Look at the Mishnah. What was the Mishnah suggesting? Mishnah suggesting, just write one. Memela, the other three will not be in the Torah, and automatically they'd be called Toldus. And automatically, Mishnah is saying, in its Havanina, that write one, and I'll learn all the others have the same halacha as this one. What does that mean? Toldus, which are not written in the Torah, according to the Mishnah, it's possible to the Mishnah, if you don't write it in the Torah, you'll still be okay to machayev those tolders to pay like the Av, because you just learn it. The only reason you don't is for technical reason, because it's more chomel. So you won't learn it. But if it would be more chomel, you would learn it. You would say, if they're all the same level of chumrah, you would actually learn one, all the three from the one that's written in the Torah. Right, one, and everything else you would learn has the same halachas. The only reason you don't, because it happens to be more chumrah, the one you're writing, and you can't learn it. But in theory, it would work. What do you mean theory would work? The Gemara says, maybe tolders never have the same halacha as the Av. Maybe you don't have the same halachas. What do you mean? The Mishnah says they do. Mishnah says, just write one. Make everything else a tolda. They'll be the same halacha as the Av, means kiyot sebehen. And you're fine. The only reason why is because you won't be able to learn for one for the other because of a technical problem, because it's more fun. First question. Why is the Gemara having a suffix? The Mishnah clearly implies tolders would be kiyotza men. That's the first question. Why can't you learn? Because it's more formal. Because it's more formal. Not because tolders can't be learned. Don't have the same thing as all. Because it's more formal. For technical reasons, because it's more, you write this one, you can't learn the outcomes of the others, because this happens to be more chomel, so it doesn't mean that something which is not so chomel will have the halakha of being chayav. Not because tolders are love kiyotz behem, but because it's... Fine, but you're asking a technical thing. When you don't have these differences, that's what the definition of tolders was in the moment.
then you'll be able to learn. Torahs don't have that problem of the Mishnah. They don't have being less homo because by definition a Torah is the same in a certain fashion. And therefore you will definitely learn from it. No problem of the Mishnah. And the Megillah is saying, even so, you would learn from it, but you may, it won't have the same halacha because it happens to be a halacha Torahs lapius. Yeah? What does it mean? The Mishnah says clearly, you can learn one from the other. It doesn't have to be all obvious. It doesn't have to be all obvious. Just have one half and learn everything else. That's the Mishnah. Yeah, the first case of the Mishnah. Just write Shah. Lo hari Shah kahari mother. Just, what does that mean? Means, what, in theory, I should just write the Shah. But the reason why I have to write the mother is because the Shah is much more chomo than the mother. But if it wouldn't be Chomo the Mavin, I just write Shah. I just write Shah. Okay. That's the general question. Now, what exactly is a Torah? What exactly is a Torah? How do you define Torah? So, if we're the Gemara brings Shabbos, so the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, which is just basically explaining the Rambam, and it defines what this three categories is. Av, the classic one. Tolza, it's not the classic one. There is a fifth, and there's something called nothing. So let's give his explanation. The Av, in Hilchos Shabbos, yeah, it's in Zariah. You need to show something, okay? What's a Tolza? A Tolza is something that's similar to the Av, but not exactly the same. What way is it similar? It gets does its aim is to do the same type of job. See, yeah, same type of job. Zariah is to plant something, make something grow. Watering is not, you're not planting anything, but the watering does help it grow as well. So therefore, watering is called a tolda. Why is it called tolda? Because it's similar, not exactly the same. However, if you have that in the same, even if it's not in the Mishkan, then it's also called a hut, for example. Zariah plants his little seeds to make something grow, is the Av. What happens if you plant a tree called Natia? You're also planting something, but it's not in the Mishkan. According to this, it's exactly the same as the sowing, so it's also called the Av. When it's exactly the same, it's called the Av. Even if it's not in the Mishkan, and even if it's not written in the Torah, if what you're comparing it to what's written in the Torah or in the Mishkan is exactly the same, it's also called the Av. So it doesn't matter if you put a little seed in the ground or you plant a sapling tree, both of them are called Av, so even though they've got different names, one's called Zariah, one's called Natia, because they're doing exactly the same. When is it called Tolda? When it's not exactly the same. You're not planting, but you're getting the same, and similar results, as you say. You're watering to help it grow. Okay, that's called the Tolda. But if you walk on grass, that's nothing. Walking doesn't help it grow at all. So that's called nothing. So there's something called the Av. And the Av is broad, but anything exactly copying that activity is also called Av. And there's something called Tolda. It means the same aim, job, in similar, but it's not exactly the actual item being doing the same. You're planting a tree. It's not exactly the same, so it's a Tolda. Something which calls nothing. Yeah, not doing, trying to get any benefits. So those are the three categories. Yes, Mr. Wendt. He says that's still, Rabbi Lezer has to say, you don't start saying Tolda, you only start saying it's a Tolda when it's not exactly the same. As soon as it's exactly the same, it's Ki'ilu, it itself was in the Mishkan, Ki'ilu itself is written, it's in, included in Zariah, is included in the Tia, because it's exactly the same. Because it is in the Mishkan, Ki'ilu is in the Mishkan as well. Yeah. When it's not exactly the same, and it's not in the Mishkan, then it's already a Tolda. So that's the definition by Shabbos. So to answer, therefore, our first question. What was our first question? Our first question is, the Mishnah clearly says, write one. that be the af. Anything that's not written is automatically not an af. Yeah, that's what we assume. Something that's written is an af. Something which is not written is a tonta. That's our assumption. Memeda, we had a question. The mishnah says, can they write one? And then the other three, which would be told us, but they wouldn't be written from them, and they have the same thing. That's not like the something we know. I was saying, maybe they don't have the same thing. The mishnah says, clearly you do have the same thing. That was our question. Our question was based on a mistake of definition. We assumed that when Rashi says, the first Rashi in the sector, Ovis, Kori, Lahanet, Tukos, and Bikra, that Ovis are those that which are written in the Posse, we thought that was a rule. Only that literally written in the Torah is called an Av. If it's not written in the Torah, it's called a Tolta. And Memele, if that's our rule, we have our question. Because the mission says, don't write, only write one, all the others will be automatically told us that they're not written. And then learn from them to have the same halacha. And then it won't be like the Sophic of the Gemara. You won't have the Sophic. It says in the Mishnah, it's the same. That was our question. But because our definition was wrong. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean that. Doesn't Rashi mean it's a black and white rule? What's written is Av, not written is a Tolta. He says what's written is called the Av. And automatically anything which will be exactly the same as it, even if it's not written, will also be an Av. And Toltas will only be something which will be similar to it. That will be a Tolta. So in the Mishnah, you have no question, because the Mishnah is suggesting write one of these four. That will be the Av, and the other three will also be Av, even if they're not written, because they've been exactly the same as it. And that the Mishnah answers that they're not exactly the same. So you have to write them. So now we get to the Gemara. The Gemara is now asking a different question. Okay, once you told me that others have this halacha, that you have to look after it and pay the damages. Now what about toldus? Toldus, what's a toldus? Toldus are not just those that are not written. Toldus means those which are not exactly the same as the Av. The Av in our case would be Shah, which gores with his horn. If you have a toldus of that, yeah, instead of goring with his horn, he nudges him with his body, the ox, in order to damage him. That's the toldus the Gemara calls it. Well, it's not exactly the same as the horn. We'll have to discuss why it's not exactly the same as the horn. Then I call the tolta. Is that tolta got the same halachas as the Av of the horn? But if it's got the same properties of the horn, yeah, so therefore it's called an Av, even if it's not written in the Torah, then that's the Mishnah case. Okay. Yes, another horn. Another horn. Right horn, left horn. This Kishar. Or if it's a sare, or it's a goat, it makes no difference. All those are obvious. It's only written ox. What's the difference? It's an ox horn. Or if it's a goat horn, even though goat's not written, it's also called an Av. If it wouldn't be for the horror that horn has over eating, that Karen has over saying, we would say that it's also considered in the same topic. Yeah. Same under the one Av called Shah. Okay, so the answers are just simple understanding of what's going on in the Gemara based on the Mishnah. Now, what's the machlokas for Bonin and Rabbanan that's relevant to us, Hilchos Mazikin? What's the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbanan? But the Gemara is still asking, even if it's called damages, but it's not being damaged by the Av, by the Tolta, has it got the same results of the Av, meaning that you're going to be having to look after it to prevent that, and you're going to have to pay if it actually causes it. That's the Gemara's shayla. Has it got that halacha? Now, what's the machlokas of Rabbanan and Rabbanan? Rabbanan says in Hilchos Shabbos, If you do an av, you do something, and you do the toll from water something together, then you only get one chatas. According to Rabbi Loza, no, you have to bring two carbon chatas. What's the machlokas? The machlokas, as is Mavura in the Rambam, he learns, the machlokas is, how do you learn this tolda? When you say tolda is kiyotza, like the Ahav, when you've got a comparison. Yeah, it's similar, it's not exactly the same, it's called a tolda, but you have the same alachas, and you'll start with it has the same alachas. How do you learn it? What do you say it's got the same alachas? It's part of one family. If it's, because it's similar, it's in one family, that's how the Rabban learn. If we're in one family, I've only really done one thing wrong. Sewing and sewing. I don't like sewing and sewing, but you only get one chatas. So sewing and watering is also like sewing and sewing. So it's the same family. I've done it twice. I get one chatas without thinking between. I only have to bring one chatas. Oh, that's a bomb. The tolda is similar enough to be in the same family as either if you're doing sewing twice, or according to Rabban Loza, no. Tolda means similar. Means it's good enough to be chayiv like the av, but once it's a chayiv, it's his own boss. I've got nothing to do with you. I'm similar to you. You've got halachas. I'm similar enough to have the same halachas, but I'm nothing to do with you. And therefore, I've done two separate things wrong, which have nothing to do with each other. One called sewing and one called watering. And it's two chatzos, because we're two separate actions which are not to do with each other. Which just, I'm good enough. I'm just comparing myself to you to make sure that I also are called problematic. That's all this. Okay, that's the machlokas of modern Rabbi.
Rashi has a chiddush, if you look, and Rashi in the Gemara, if you do both the others, if they're two different holders, or two different others, but if you do an av, sowing and watering from the same family, point to a one, they only have one. And Rashi says something interesting. Av malacha, which one are you chayav on? The av malacha. Aber Tolda de lo mechayv, you're not chayv on the Tolda. You're chayv on sewing, you're not chayv on watering. It's not like we're the same family and therefore, since we're the same family, we're going to get one together. No. There's the Ikka, there's the Abba, and the children. And the Abba does something wrong, the children is wrong. The children, when it's the same family, we're only going to penalize the father. So therefore, if you sow and water, we only say, yeah, the watering, you don't need to bring anything. Because you did something worse, called sowing, which is the same as you, just Bechla Masai Mona, you did something like you, but what's worse, called sowing, so you only get one. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer, Machai Tati, the Av is after told us today, Machai Tati. No, he says, we're separate, the Av, sowing and watering, we have two. As we see in Mishnah's Krisis, Kulav Ovis Lochs Vishnu Minyan Mishnah Shabbos. Okay. So Blasi says, I'm similar just to compare my halacha, but I'm not nothing to do with it. I'm my own boss. I've done two separate things which are wrong. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, you need to answer that. Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, as well, for the Avonah. Tosu talks about that, what type of Hasra, depending on what we just said. You'll look at in Tosu, that's for your Ian stage. It makes it down what we're saying, will explain exactly what Tosu is saying. It comes out very much from Tosu. Okay. Now, most important part of the Shir. I said that on purpose, isn't it? It's okay, you get the recording of this. There's a very important Rashi, and we're going to finish this year with Rashi, and next year will be on Wednesday. This week, as I said, we're starting slow in order that everyone get comfortable. So next year, we're not doing four streams at the beginning. We're doing next year will be Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday will be Shir.
Optional shir, the halachic shir, which is relevant to what we've been discussed in the first two shirim, which is the lunchtime shir, which it says it's 12:20. That's optional shir. But the ashir are Wednesday and Thursday, normal time, 6:45. No, optional shir tomorrow. Tomorrow should optional shir. Okay. Now, I've finished off this rakh, and this is where we're going to pick up again on Wednesday. And it's food for thought. We're going to say that. Hoki Mai, the second Rashi on the base from the base, told us the Shabbos have the others. Well, I know the told us of Shabbos are like the Av. Told us that someone no Av becomes. I know the told us in Hilchot Tumah are not like the Av. Hoka, what's going to be here by us? Told us the Nezikin Mai. What are we going to say by told us the Nezikin? Mi or Mina, do we say told us Kiyotze Behem? Do we say the told us have the same halach as the Av, and you have to look after it and you have to pay? Lo Shlo Av, Lo Shlo told us. In Hizik Meshalim, if you can't damage, you have to pay. O Dilma Lo, or do we say not? It's like Tumah, and told us are not like the Av. And therefore, what's going to be the halacha? What's the dilma loan? What's the other option? Don't need to pay. Rashi is saying the havamin of the Gemara is that there's the sad of the Gemara is that if it's a tolta and not one of the others in the Mishnah, it may be not the same as the av, meaning that the av has to pay, but toltas don't have to pay. Now, that's okay. You're asking, Shabbos, they're the same halachas. And Tumah, they also, both of them have halachas, but they have different halachas. Here, Rashi's suggesting that the told us up here means has no halachas. You don't need to pay. Don't need to pay. Now, we're going to ask, because it's right at the end of the shir, I'm going to throw out three quick, poshut questions, just for your mind to get moving. And thinking, yeah. And tomorrow, obviously Tuesday, you can all gather together and discuss that. That's what we said. We gave that Tuesday a date. What are the three questions? The three questions are like this: if tolters are suggesting don't have to pay, why are they called tolters? What's the point of calling them tolters? Why do you have two categories? Antonyms in the shop. It's got three categories. Others. Sorry. Tolders. You know, watering. And then you got nothing. Walking on the grass. Okay. So it's nothing. So you're saying you've got others of Mazikin and tolders of Mazikin, which are not like others. What does that mean? You don't need to pay. So why are you called tolders? Called them nothing. Don't have two categories. Don't say others, which implies there's a category called tolders, and there's a category called nothing. If you're told that there's nothing, then nothing is no office, no tolls. Just say, hi, these things are something wrong over here, mazik, and these are not called mazikim. These are called mazikim, and these are called not mazikim. Why do you call it office and tolls? Why do you call it tolls if it's not higher than anything? Why do you call it tolls? First question. These are all kashas of the Briskerim. Yeah? What does Rav Papa actually say? Rav Papa actually answers. Well, I just jump into the answer, give me a clue what the answer is. He says that all the tolders of the Mazikim are the same as the Av. All the tolders. The other day, Rav Papa says, all the tolders of the Mazikim are the same as the Av, except for one. Except for one which is not like the Av. And what's the halacha of that one? He only has to pay half. Hold on. That wasn't an option in the Shiloh according to Rashi. The option in the Shiloh according to Rashi was, either pay like the half, or don't pay at all. What's the answer? No, you pay half. Hold on, that wasn't the Shiloh. You're not answering my question. The question is either yes, all or nothing. You're saying half. Doesn't make sense. Second question. Final question. Which is basically a Matthias question at the beginning of the shiur. What made the Gemara have a suffix? Whether the tolders are like the Av. Because he looks around her and says, in Shabbos they are the same. In Tumah they're not the same. Okay. So now I don't know what to do by Mazik. I don't know what to do. That's what made the Sofik. So Amatzi asked the question, a very good question. says, why are you musubik? That the Tolda of Shabbos, the word, the translation of Tolda Shabbos, has a different translation when you're talking about Tumah. By Shabbos, like we said, it's not exactly the same as the Av, it's similar, that's why it's called a Tolda. Well, and it's not the same halot as the Av, even though it's only similar. By Tumah, it's not the same, it's not the same translation. Tolda by Tumah doesn't mean it's similar to the Av and not the same as the Av. No, the Tolda by Tumah was, what's the Tolda Tumah? You have a mace, person touches that mace. He's now called Avat Tumah. He goes and now touches another person. That other person now is called a Tolda. He's, because he didn't actually touch the Av, he's removed. He's removed from the mace. Two ways, so he's called a Tolda, he's called a Rishon HaTum. And he's there for one different halachas. So why is he called a Tolda? Because he's removed from the source of the problem. He's not as close to the source of the problem as the person who touched the mace. That's why he's called a Tolda. Tolda means, not similar, Tolda means as a result of. Yeah. So when it comes to Mazikim, what are we discussing? Toldas of Mazikim. We're talking about the translation of Tolda Mazikim. Are we talking about, this is not exactly the same as the Av, but still as the Av? Or are we talking about it's a result of the Av, but it's not the first result of the Av, it's just a knock-on effect. What's the Tolda of Mazikim? You've got the Tolda of the horn, and you've got it's rubbing. It's knocking the guy down by knocking it with its body. Is that a similar to the Av definition of Tolda, or is it just a result of the Av? Results mean the horn caused him to knock. Did the horn cause him to knock? No. So obviously, it's in the category of Shabbos. So obviously, it's in the category of Shabbos. So therefore, it's obviously told us, are like the Av. When you have similarity, the halacha is like the Av. If it's a tolda of not similarity, it's a tolda of as a result, it's a knock-on effect of the Av, then anytime it's not the same as the Av, because it's too far removed. In all the Zikin, it's not a knock-on effect, it's a similarity word. Similarity has the same as the Av itself. Basically, we're saying similarities to others have the same knock-on effect of the Av. If it's just a result of the Av, then it doesn't have the same as the Av. That's the more saying, the difference between Shabbos and Tumah. Hilchos Nezikin is in the category of Shabbos because it's a vault of similarity. It's not a vault of knock-on. Those are the three major questions. And Bob said we're only 2 minutes over time. Mr. Shem, we'll see you on Wednesday and Thursday, and you can gather. The idea is those who want to gather tomorrow on Tuesday to discuss things we've learnt up to now. I've even given out to Mr. Goffman and Mr. Wellings like the questions that we've discussed in the first year, and even Mara McComas if he wants.